When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ranji, hour two of three, and it is time to go to the guest line, a friend of the show. We've had him on multiple times. You have heard him before. CBC graduate, St. Louis native. It is Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, retired of the U.S. Army, and he is with us now on 104.1 FM KMOX. General, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Hey, happy new year, Chris, to both you and Amy and to all the people who are listening to your terrific show. It's good to be with you again.
What an endorsement. Thank you. And same to you. There's never a lack of things to discuss. And now we have this military operation in Venezuela, which the United States went in, captured their dictator, Nicolas Maduro, brought him back to the United States. He's in New York in court here. What are your thoughts on the operation?
Well, there's a couple of ways to separate it, Chris, to be honest with you. The first part is the if you look specifically at the military operation, it was well conducted. I would expect nothing else. You're talking about special operations forces. And by the way, for you and your listeners, don't ever call special operations forces special forces, because that's a different category. But oh. I digress. Special forces are the guys that wear the Green Berets, and they have a mission within special operations, but not specifically the kind of missions we saw this weekend, which were conducted by Delta Force Army guys, Rangers Army guys, SEAL teams, Navy guys, and a lot of aviation from both the Air Force and probably the Marines. So that's the whole special operations force. And that was conducted brilliantly, as they always do. But all things considered, whenever you're talking about these kind of operations, that's the first step that the military usually does in a good manner, and they execute it. But then you get into the second step, which is what happens next. I've compared this to what occurred in Iraq, where in 2003, where the invasion was extremely successful and effective. But then came the rest of the story after the combat operations were ended and it went into an insurgency. You know, I won't say that Venezuela is exactly like Iraq. It's not. But there are some potential items that could really thwart the operations in that country, such as who's in charge. What part of the Venezuelan government is still operational? Is their security forces up and tied to the old regime, or are they prepared to execute new operations under the control of both the new president of Venezuela as well as whoever the United States puts in charge into that operation? And it appears, even though the president said on Saturday, as he when he was asked who's in charge of the new phase, he kind of swung around and there were four people standing behind him, the Secretary of State Rubio, Secretary of Defense Hegseth, his White House special advisor Miller, as well as CIA Director Radcliffe. And he said, these are the guys in charge. Well, whenever you form a committee like that, when you're talking about post-combat operations, it's going to get confusing and chaotic from the very beginning, which it will even add more to the chaos that already exists whenever you overthrow a government or a leader of a government. So there are about 1,000 things that are going on right now in terms of the what's next. And, you know, I could go through all the things that thwarted us in Iraq, but I won't do that. But I got to tell you, I have pages and pages of lessons learned from my time over a couple of years in that country in terms of what happened after the combat operations was over. And that's a long opening, so I'll stop there and let you ask another question.
No. And I know how we view this in the coming weeks, months, years, probably all hinges on the what's next. But if I could kind of isolate that moment of the U.S. seizing Maduro, and I've seen just celebrations in the streets from the people in Venezuela. I saw the Nobel Peace Prize winner and the political activist, opposition activist at peril of her own life, Maria Corina Machado, you know, saying, yes, Venezuela has not been free for years and years and years under this regime. So in that moment, was that a good and joyous moment for Venezuela?
Well, sure it was. But again, I'm going to use the comparison to Iraq. If you're not old enough to remember this, Amy, but back in 2003, you were what, 2 years old at the time?
No.
In 2003?
I appreciate it.
I remember the statue
Let's
coming down
that.
And people celebrating the Saddam Hussein statue coming down.
Well,
didn't turn out great.
Statues down, celebrating, you know. That's what happens when you have an authoritarian ruler overthrown and the people who have been subjugated by that authoritarian ruler feel like they're going to be free. That lasts for a certain amount of time until the trains start stopping and not running on time and the electricity goes out and the security forces that are beholden to the old dictator start doing strange things. And the insurgents start saying, hey, how do we take advantage of this? And you've got within Venezuela literally hundreds of gangs, some that are associated with drug cartels, some that are just gangs, and they have an economy that's really been in bad shape for the last 20 years. So, yeah, it's in a, you know, it's a moment of celebration. But then what? And that's where we're going to be in the next couple of days. And we're going to see some of that. The other thing, by the way, you know, in terms of the kinetic strike that occurred early Saturday morning, one of the things that surprised me, and I'll just throw this out there, that whenever you have an authoritarian regime overtaken by a military force, which our Delta Force and SEALs did going in on Saturday morning, one of the first targets you have are the radio and TV stations and shutting them down. When right after the attack, those TV stations and radio stations were still broadcasting. And by the way, that's a warning to both of you. If anybody ever comes into the United States to kind of take over, get the hell out of KMOX, okay? Empty the rooms out. But really, that's seriously the thing that you want to stop broadcasting until you get control of the state. Now, that's usually not a military mission unless you want to bomb that facility. So the very fact that they were still broadcasting, and some of it was pro-regime broadcasting early Saturday morning, there was a lot of things going on that station. So that kind of taints what occurred a little bit in the early phases of this campaign.
It's some of the what happens in a situation like this where the pretext for it is a little you know, it's a little murky because this may not be legal in the first place for us to go over there.
Right.
We don't even know if the reason they grabbed him and brought him back to the United States even makes any sense. Because there are a lot of dictators out there. We just happen to choose this one to go after. So when it's like this and the military is involved, is there a conflict there if military leaders are not exactly sure that it's a legal operation?
There is. And again, it's all about following legal orders. And first, I want to kind of reinforce what you just said, Chris, about what did Maduro do? Well, he's obviously kind of a bad guy. He does have links to drug trafficking, but there were others in his regime that were just as dangerous and had a price on their head as he did. And none of those individuals were taken out. So they're still in the government. And then you also have to consider the president of Honduras that was released by the Trump administration just a few weeks ago, who was the guy was served. The president of Honduras was serving a 20-year sentence for drug trafficking and bringing tons of illicit drugs into the United States. So there's that contention right there. But getting back to your key questions in terms of legal versus illegal orders, yeah, that's always a question that a military commander has to really analyze and investigate. And truthfully, I don't know. There's usually, as part of the rules of engagement, the legalities associated with any kind of attack. This was allegedly, as I've heard, not Secretary Rubio said yesterday that this was a military action in support of a legal action by the Department of Justice. So if you're telling me as a military commander, hey, you're just supporting the Justice Department, then that's up to the Justice Department to determine whether it's a legal action or not. And if they say yes, and I'm just supporting them, although there was sure a whole lot of kinetic activity, like bombs dropping and guns shooting, it sure sounds like a military operation to me. But that's where I don't have the details of what was told to these military commanders and what they were expected to do.
We are speaking with retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling. I know we only have a minute or two left, but what does this mean for our relationship with China, Russia, and Iran?
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of things coming out of those three countries right now. They've all condemned the action officially, but I'd even expand it a little bit more, Amy, to the countries in the region. You know, you also have Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, Peru, Ecuador, and others talking about what this is doing in terms of a regional alliance. And, you know, this isn't my region. I've spent some time in Colombia and in Brazil, but, you know, I don't know the region well. My region was Europe primarily and the Middle East. But whenever you have an action in one country, it's going to affect everybody in that region. And they're all concerned about it. And that's especially exacerbated when you have the president talking and Secretary Rubio talking about now going after other countries like Colombia and Mexico and some of the others. So I think it puts a pale on our relationships and our alliances with some of these countries. And I'm not sure that's the best approach to take from a diplomatic standpoint. Again, once more, I'm talking out of my lane. I'm a military guy, but I know diplomats have a tendency to see this as not very helpful.
General Hertling, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for jumping on. We do know you were very busy today, but thank you for giving us some time anyway.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Always good. Always good to come back, at least virtually, to St. Louis, and appreciate all you all are doing by feeding people the news.
Thank you so much. Lieutenant General Mark Hertling joining us, a CBC grad and St. Louisan and a friend of the show.
Yeah, man, really appreciate his time because I know he is all over the place on news outlets across the country and shows and always so good, so informative.
Well, we'll talk to Andrew Egger about this as well. Andrew from the Bulwark, also a St. Louisan. He's going to be with us at 11 o'clock, as he always is. I'm curious about where we are and with this operation, Amy, and the, as I mentioned, the pretext for it was he is a in He is responsible for the drug trafficking that comes here. At least that's what the Trump administration says, despite the fact back in May, our U.S., our own intelligence agencies said that they did not believe that he was involved with the gang, the Venezuelan gang TDA that's here.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that was our intelligence saying that it's a little murky here. But I think it's, I mean, this is about oil. It's, that's all this is about.
Well, I mean,
yes,
and money.
This is
well,
about
no,
oil.
But I mean, it's not like, okay, we're just, again, I don't know exactly what Trump's going to do moving forward. What I do know is talking to a couple of friends from there, very, very, you know, intimate, close ties, families there, to even who people, athletes, you know, Olympic athletes speaking out. And, you know, they're like, we haven't had oil in 26 years. And they go, you think, one guy goes, you think China and Russia were here because they wanted arepas recipe? He's like, it wasn't for that, you know. And what you do have is a bastion and a safe haven for Hezbollah. Hezbollah sent thousands of terrorists to Venezuela for safe haven and to drug traffic. They do black cocaine, I guess, hundreds of millions of dollars, $400 million a year in black cocaine in Latin America. I know Iran, right, has been paying for Hezbollah, but Iran's been struck. So Hezbollah is trying to find a place in Venezuela. And Iran said, Venezuela will always be our ally. We defend them no matter what. So, yes, I know there's oil and there's Russia, there's China, there's Hezbollah. Ultimately, the people of Venezuela have suffered horrifically through all of this. And so a lot of it, for sure, is above my pay grade. And oil can mean like, yeah, oil always means money and power. And I guess it's like, who's getting that money and power? Because it's not the Venezuelan people.
Nope.
They're suffering.
And they are suffering. We appear to not have a plan after about what happens for the people. There's been no talk of restoring democracy, or there are political prisoners of Maduro's who are still in jail there that nobody has released from prison, including some Americans,
yeah,
too.
Torture, kill
there's no talk
them.
About
yeah.
that. When the president is asked, the first thing he talks about is oil. He's talking about oil companies are going to go there and make a lot of money now. American oil companies, which is great. But I don't know how that benefits them or benefits the people here, because we still have a lot of issues here to solve. And this was a person who ran on fixing American problems, bringing prices down. And that doesn't seem to be a focal point, and not starting new wars, by the way.
And I think, I mean, but that's why, too, again, why the lack of decorum and diplomacy, the lack of self-control, and a very poor command of the English language and ability to communicate in a professional manner really does hurt the president, because Donald Trump just speaks off the cuff. He says things that he thinks are true that aren't true. He says things that he knows aren't true. And what that does is if he makes controversial statements, it really invalidates certain policies or operations that may have validity. Do you know, it muddies the water when we're looking at this, like General Mark Hertling said, you know, okay, well, what comes next? We have to look at this. The whole scene, the vice president of Maduro, Delcy Rodriguez, being sworn in, she's basically Maduro. You know, she's a proxy for Maduro. That doesn't move the country forward. Seeing Venezuelans celebrate and saying, we have been begging the international community for help, thank you for helping us, they think, okay, well, maybe this is a step in the right direction. Then seeing Trump speak so flippantly about oil, because he's very cavalier, that muddies the waters as well. Diplomacy matters. Decorum matters.
Yep.
And having a professional presentation of something as complicated as this geopolitical move, it muddies the water when you're just like, oh, it's about oil and we're going to develop it. Just like with what was happening in Israel when he said he was going to develop Gaza and do a resort. It muddies the water so much that you almost can't even have a serious conversation.
Well, that's why I don't believe that this was done in a way that's going to benefit the United States. I don't think that that's what this is, or at least the people of the United States or the people of Venezuela. I think what he says is what he means. I think what he says about oil, that's his first thought. That's his first thing. And he's probably got oil companies talking with him directly. Hey, you know, it'd be great if we had access to all that oil over there. And he says, oh, okay, well, maybe we'll conduct a military operation, because that's kind of what it feels like right now.
Yeah. And again, like, that's why I'd want to talk to someone who maybe knows, because let's say he says it's about oil, but is there anything that we're doing with the oil that benefits Venezuelans more? Because I can tell you who I don't trust: Russia and China. They're not in there.
Well, and if we're going after dictators, why do we pick this one?
Well, I think it does matter. Proximity, hemisphere, the direct. I mean, I get it, but all of those things do matter. There are people worse than Maduro out there.
So I don't think this is out of altruism either. I think it's sloppily done, and the consequences of this, we don't have any idea the negative consequences that are going to happen down the road, but I guarantee there are going to be some. We'll talk to Andrew Egger about this as well. 11 o'clock, he will join the show and get his thoughts.
I didn't want to say that, but I hope for the sake of Venezuela.
So do I.
I hope that it's not negative, and I do hope that,
like... So do I. Zero confidence in it, though. Zero. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We are getting a lot of texts in at 314-436-7900. Thank you very much. We always love to hear from you. We do have a 314, and it's a good point here. He said, let's not forget that Schumer and the Democrats pushed Trump in his first administration to get rid of this guy, meaning Maduro. And that is actually true. I actually was watching the Chuck Schumer speech from 2020 when he was criticizing Trump for not deposing Maduro. And then a recent interview over the weekend on the Sunday shows of him mad at Trump for deposing Maduro. And again, it's obviously it's politics, and we see this all the time, but the texter is right. I mean, I watched the full speech this morning. A lot of text coming in. An 815 says almost all Venezuela's oil production capacity was created by U.S. oil corporations. Then Venezuela nationalized it. with the Maduro campaign. I have to, like, some of the oil history in Venezuela is out of my pay grade. But I do know, like I said, it's not straightforward. What I do know is the people of Venezuela have not benefited from it. They're sitting on top of unbelievable natural resources, and the people of Venezuela have suffered and suffered.
Not going to lose an ounce of sleep over Maduro being gone. I just don't believe that the reasoning for doing this has anything to do with helping the people of Venezuela or helping us, the people of the United States. I would need a lot of proof that this current administration is concerned about anything other than what U.S. oil companies can now do in Venezuela, because Maduro's people are still there. They are still in charge. They are saying they're in charge, even though the president has said, no, we are running the country now and we are going to fix things. Well, we need to fix things here, too. And for a party that has continually said, let's fix our problems in the United States before we start worrying about the rest of the world, this is completely antithetical to that. So if we're always talking about fixing our own issues here. Prices are still high. I don't care what anybody says. Everything is still expensive. Nothing has gone down. Prices have not gone down. Maybe a couple of things here and there, but for the most part, everything is still expensive in this country. We have not gotten a ton of relief from all the complaints we had early last year.
And I know a lot of...
So we haven't fixed those things. We haven't fixed health care here. People's premiums have gone up and skyrocketed in many cases. Have we fixed that? No.
Right. But I mean, I know the Republicans, especially like the whole like America First crowd, used that argument that we've got problems here. What are we doing messing around abroad? And I rejected it then and I reject it now. That's just not how government works. You can't say, well, we're not going to deal with anything, any foreign policy issues until we fix health care. It's just not the way it works. And my goodness, when you look at Big Pharma and you look at the politicization of health care and how it's used as a football, I don't think we'll ever fix it. There's not nobody wants to fix it. They want to use it for their own gain, but nobody wants to fix it, so I don't think we will.
I don't think nobody wants to fix it is accurate. I think there are some people that don't really care.
A texter says we care about Venezuela and oil only if it is used to help our enemies. And I will say there is an element of that. I mean, when you're looking at the super complicated web of entanglements, if I may borrow that term, looking at geopolitical adversaries and looking at countries, especially countries that are hurting, that have been oppressed, that are under authoritarian regimes, that harbor terrorists, that are maybe in great debt to countries like China and Russia, it does matter. Our foreign policy matters. Again, there's so much to look at here, and what comes next is going to determine how we view the success of this mission or not.
And I don't think they've thought that through yet.
Well, I will say this. You can say they haven't, which I will say, but that's not unique to Trump. The U.S. has not done a great job at filling power vacuums.
So then why are we doing it? So, right. So then why create another situation that didn't need to be created right now?
Well, I would...
And another texter, by the way, Amy, says, my health insurance just went up $500 a month. Venezuela was the least of my worries at this point. Fix the things at home.
And I get it. That's a very real feeling. That's not a valid argument.
Well, but when you run on this, when you run on cost of living, you run on all these things and say, that's what I'm going to fix when I'm president again, but you're doing everything but that?
If he didn't if he didn't capture Maduro, her health insurance would still be $500 a month, and they're not going to fix it. They're not going to fix it.
Right, because it's not a priority for him.
It's not a priority for him, but no. Like I said, I also am not a firm believer that a lot of these big issues will get fixed.
NFL playoffs have been set. The Cardinals offseason continues. Any movement on Nolan Arenado? All that and more with Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line, next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports is happening. Lots of it. Got college playoffs. NFL playoffs are now set. And it is time to bring in our guy, Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line.
That's right. Matt, I'll just give you a piece of breaking news here. We don't have to talk about it, but it's breaking. Alexei Toropchenko has signed a 2-year contract extension with your St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, I just saw that press release come through. That's fine. That's good. I like Toropchenko.
Yeah.
That's not a franchise-altering move.
Nobody cares.
That's right.
I was like, oh. Nobody cares. Okay.
So I'll just move on to a thing that nobody else cares about. Hey, Illinois State Championship game tonight. How about that? FCS Championship?
You going to get into your car and drive to Nashville?
No, because that means I'd have to drive right back and not get back into like 3 in the morning, and I don't want to do that.
Ask Mr. Ackerman if he's got like a private jet guy.
This is like a once-in-a-lifetime moment, Ron.
Yeah. Well, it's actually twice in a lifetime now, because the last time was in 2014. However, that was in Fargo, and I wasn't...
That's a little different.
Wait. I take that back. It was in Frisco, Texas.
Frisco. Yeah.
That's where it was.
I was talking with Nate Gatter about this. So generally, Frisco, Texas is the home of the FCS playoff. There's something going on, and like they're redoing the stadium, or there's construction or something. So Nashville is getting it for 2 years,
right.
And then it's going to go back to Frisco.
And so they're playing at the Vanderbilt Stadium. And I would say this to Frisco, Texas. I would not let anything get away to Nashville. Don't let your event go to Nashville, because then people will be like, wait a minute, maybe we'll just keep it here forever, because Nashville has to be infinitely better than Frisco, Texas.
I mean, Frisco's in the Dallas area, so it's better than maybe it sounds. I mean, it's in the DFW Metroplex, but then and I like that area a lot. That being said, yes, Nashville is like Las Vegas and a couple other cities in the country that if you want a great place to put an event, that's where you go.
Yeah, steal your girl. That's what's going to happen there.
I'm not a big...
The FCS.
I don't like Dallas.
Dallas is fine.
It's too big. It's too spread out.
No. Dallas is fine. They murdered a president.
It's two major cities with Dallas and Fort Worth. And then you have like other...
Not my style.
Like Arlington's big.
Yeah.
Frisco's hosting bowl games.
So. I will say, I think DFW is a great place to kill time with a layover.
Yeah, good airport. True. Really good airport. I know. It's not a good airport if you're tight on a connection because you might be going from one terminal to another and you gotta figure out a way to do that. But if you do, if it's a time to kill, need nice amenities, things like that, yeah, that's a solid airport.
I would not say, stop saying Dallas and kill. Stop,
I know,
stop
as
saying
soon as
that.
I, yeah.
All right. So the NFL playoffs were set. Yesterday was a pretty nutty day when it comes to the AFC. Yeah. Actually, both sides, right? Because the AFC, nothing was really solved in terms of seeding until the end of the day. Nobody was locked in. This might be a pretty wild playoff here.
It might. I mean, what the okay. So how many road teams are favored in this? Okay, Rams are favored at Carolina. The Bears are now favored at home. Packers opened up as a favorite in that game, Ranj, and they were 1.5. That game's moved 3 points. So the Packers were favored yesterday. Now the Bears are favored by 1.5. The Bills are favored on the road. So that's three teams, and then Houston. So if we include the Packers because they opened, if we only go off the opening line, four road teams were favored in the opening round of the playoffs. That's crazy, and that's just to, you know, part of it is the wackiness of if you win the division, you get to have a home game. My NFL hot take is you should not be eligible for the playoffs if you are below 500. Like for the Carolina Panthers, for example, they can be division champions. That's great. They can throw up a banner. They can do whatever they want, but they don't get to go into the tournament. And if there is a division champion that is below 500, you then add a new wild card team as opposed to that. I don't like the idea of below 500 teams being in the playoffs. But all that being said, an 8-9 Carolina Panthers team gets to host a playoff game.
Yeah, that's. I agree with you that it just doesn't sit well. I haven't done enough thinking about whether or not that should be allowed because I just sort of, I don't know, divisions are divisions, and I already kind of don't. I don't need there to be divisions in anything. Like, I don't even need there to be divisions in baseball. I'd be fine if it was just, you know, a free-for-all, American League, National League, whatever. I know people love divisions because we've had them forever. I don't need it. It doesn't do much for me. So if they did away with it, that's perfectly fine, too. But there is something, you're right, there's something very unsettling about an under 500 team being in the playoffs.
The Rams have, like, what, top two odds to win the Super Bowl this year? And they're going on the road in the first round of the playoffs. It just does, they're 12-5, and they're going to they've got four more wins. There's a big difference between 12-5 and 8-9, and nobody's like, you know, crying for the Rams. But if it wasn't the Rams, if it was insert other NFL team here, and they were 12-5, and we weren't in St. Louis, we'd look at it differently. So yeah, I don't like that. That's always been my take, that to be play. You know, we talk about bowl eligibility. To be playoff eligible in the NFL, I think you need to, in the current schedule where there's an odd number of games, you have to be above 500. Before, if it was, you know, when they had even number of games, I don't know if it would have been 500 or above 500, but you get the idea. Below 500 teams should not be in the playoffs.
Speaking of the Rams, who you mentioned, on Saturday, this past Saturday, it had been 10 years since the Rams played their last game in St. Louis as the St. Louis Rams. So it's been a decade. And now the Rams are back in the playoffs. Did you, or do you right now, do you hate watch the Rams? And we've asked people this. So go ahead and text us and let us know how you're consuming this NFL playoff. Do you hate watch the Rams? Are you indifferent? Or are you still a fan? You can also leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. But what about you, Matt?
I am moving towards indifference, but I still really, really, really dislike them. And I like hate watches. That infers that, like, I turn on the TV to watch the Rams specifically and hope for them to lose. I don't, like, seek out Rams games to do that, but I always root against the Rams. I'm a big Carolina Panthers fan this weekend, but I will say in the time that has gone by, I'm taking some small steps towards indifference. There's certainly less care now than there was a few years ago.
Okay, you were in Milwaukee with the Brewers for a long time, Matt. Is that, I guess, you know, Packers territory? Did you ever flirt with the Packers there?
Oh, yeah. Like in terms of fandom or in terms of work?
Fandom.
Not really. I mean, I did a fair amount of work with Packers stuff. I did some stuff on the Packers radio network, and I did some like Facebook halftime shows that we did before that was like a really popular thing, like it is now. So I definitely interacted with the Packers a lot. It was good for the radio station kind of like it is right now with the Chiefs. Like we're the home of the Chiefs, so it's good for KMOX. When the Chiefs are good, we get more playoff games. Hopefully more people are listening. So I have a general affinity towards the Chiefs because it's good for my place of employment. It was the same way when I was in Milwaukee. I had a general affinity for the Packers because it was good for my place of employment.
Ronch, do you think there is an abnormal number of Packers fans in St. Louis?
I think it's weird. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why they're here.
Maybe I don't know any Bears fans other than you. But
there
I feel
are
like
some.
Packers
I mean,
fans.
It could be a bunch of things. It could be there's an appeal to the Packers being, and I'm air quoting here, owned by the people, and maybe there is an appeal to that. Like it's the small market, really small market team because Green Bay is a small city. It could be that. It could be an anti-Chicago thing because there's this anti-Chicago thing in St. Louis. I don't know. Maybe it's just a lot of people liked Brett Favre a lot and then liked Aaron Rodgers and therefore became a fan of the team because they've had two really great quarterbacks in the last 30 years. So I don't really know what the reasoning is for it, Matt, but there are a lot of Packers fans here.
There are. I mean, you know, challenge, and Martin Kilcoyne's got deep ties to the state of Wisconsin, so I'm sure he plays into this a little bit. But, you know, Channel 2 is part of the Packers preseason network. And
It is?
Either them or 11. Yeah, they run the Packers preseason games between one of the two stations. And then they tend to run the Packers games on Sunday. Like I know that's a request that Channel 2 will make many weekends, the way like Channel 4 would always try to run the Chiefs.
Yep.
Channel 2 always tries to run the Packers. So it is odd. Like I always joke about like going to a Costco on a Sunday and looking around and seeing what people are wearing because you kind of get an idea of the NFL fandom. And yeah, there's so many Packers fans. I would, just based off that, I would say Chiefs number one, Packers number two in terms of the gear that I see worn on like at a Costco on a Sunday.
And it's not an appealing color scheme. It's not even the good green. You know, there is a good Kelly green is appealing.
Hmm.
Whatever,
like Notre Dame,
whatever poo green that is not
poo green.
Yeah, the Packers color scheme is horrifically bad,
but I kind of like it.
Why?
I like it way better than, is it the macaroni and cheese like Padres where it's real ugly yellow and brown? Is that the
I
Padres?
Like that. That's a classic sort
no,
of
that's gross.
80s yellow and brown. I
we should
I like
talk
that
to Brant Brown about this. The Cardinals hitting coach, huge uniform guy, loves uniforms. Okay. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Have you guys ever been to Lambeau?
No, I haven't. I was about to go, and then something came up, and I had to cancel. This was years ago, but I do want to see it. I'd love to experience a game there.
I've done the tour. I've never seen a game there. Because when I was there, I was always working the games from the studio, so I never got the chance to actually go to a game. But the tour was really, really good, and the museum and everything they've got. You know, I spent a lot of time in the city of Green Bay because I was the play-by-play voice of University of Wisconsin Green Bay basketball. So I was there constantly. But no, I never got to a game there.
We should, Chris and Amy show, we should get the company to send us there since they're not sending us to Milan for the Olympics.
Well, there's not going to be a game at Lambeau for the rest of the year. Well until next season.
It'll give us time to save up.
Yeah.
So what would have to happen? They're not the five. Yeah, they are.
They're the seven.
Yeah, so that they are one of two teams that it is in 100% impossibility of them hosting another game.
That's correct. So
that
Lambeau
game,
Field,
by the did that Steelers Texans or Steelers Ravens game last night was remarkable. Like that's another week of Sunday Night Football where it just feels like the NFL is rigged because of how awesome the game is.
Rookie kicker Tyler Loop will try to win it and send the Ravens to the playoffs.
The amount of work that has gone in from the offseason to the preseason to the regular season now comes down to one kick where one team tomorrow will be packing up their lockers for the offseason as the other team will host a playoff game next week.
Tyler Loop made his only try tonight from 40. He is 30 of 33 on the season. He has not missed from inside 50 yards. This will be a 44-yard attempt. It will come from the middle of the field. Here's the snap, the spot. The kick is on the way. It is no good. He missed it. It's wide to the right, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the division. The Steelers are going to the playoffs.
Wow.
That's my boy Ryan Radke on the call.
And that was on 104.1 FM KMOX last night.
Yeah. He was he's on Westwood One. He was the voice of the Reno Aces when I was working for the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. So I've known Ryan for a really, really long time. That's the first time I've heard that call. That was a really good call.
Dude, I mean, that stinks. Now Aaron Rodgers' dumb face is in the playoffs because of that. But the poor guy, here's this guy who they mentioned in the highlight had not missed a kick from that distance all year long. Nothing under 50 all year long. Man. He's a rookie. Here it is to put your team in the playoffs and wide right.
Tirico's call, as he was setting it up, he was like, the Ravens went out and talked to all these kickers, and they found the one guy who has the makeup to handle these kind of moments, and boom, wide right.
That's the one that's what I was watching and listening to this morning, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
Man, not good. Oh. Poor bastard.
Tirico had an awesome game last night. That was a really good broadcast.
Yeah. Anyway, there it is. Playoffs are set, and we appreciate you, Matt. Nothing new, really, on Nolan Arenado. I know he was on Sports on a Sunday morning, and I'm sure we're going to talk a little more about that during Gas House Gang today, Tom Ackerman and me. But no movement yet on Arenado. They are still trying. Chaim Bloom said that, he was on Sports on a Sunday, Bloom was, and as he always is, and says they are working toward that, working toward making a deal, but nothing yet.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
All right, Matt Pauly, Rush Hour Sports, Sports Open Line, Cardinals pre and post game, and are we back to Thursdays for countdown to opening day?
We are, every Thursday between now and the start of the season.
6 to 8 o'clock. Thanks, Matt.
You bet.
Matt Pauly. You can listen to Countdown to Opening Day, and whenever we do not have a game like SLU or football or whatever, at night you can hear Sports Open Line between 6 and 8 o'clock on 104.1 FM KMOX. I shouldn't yuck your yum. All right, well, I've got no yums to yuck here because Amy Marks scores as I go back and look through the No Prize Pick'em Challenge from this past Friday when it was hitting coach of the Cardinals, Brant Brown, listener Mitchell, Mike Elam, and Amy. Our winner got the most games right was Amy Marks scores. So
how well did I do?
Everybody got four. Mm-hmm. Well, Brant Brown picked four correct. Mitchell, our listener, picked four correct. Mike Elam got three, and you picked four correct. So really the game that did it for you was the Commanders winning over the Eagles. And also thank you to the Washington Commanders for winning that game, which I did not think would happen because the Bears couldn't take care of business against Detroit.
Yeah.
But by virtue of Washington winning, my Bears are the two seed.
Well, so I picked the Commanders. Do you know why?
Because
the Eagles fans booed Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Well, Santa probably had it coming. But anyway, congrats, Amy. You won. But because listener Mitchell did not win, that means we need a new participant in the No Prize Pick'em, the last one of the season.
Wow.
Will be Friday. Friday at 11 o'clock. So if you are available Friday at 11 and you would like to participate in the No Prize Pick'em Challenge, go ahead and text into the text line 314-436-7900. Give us your name and tell us that you would like to play. And maybe you will be selected.
I can't believe it's over.
I know. The wild card round is really the only round that makes sense for us in the playoffs to do it.
Yeah.
Because we still have a decent amount of games to pick from. So we'll do it this weekend and that'll be it.
Well, Godspeed to everyone. 314-436-7900.
Text us if you want to do it.
Yeah.
You got to be available at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you say, yeah, I could do it, and then you back out.
Oh.
Like, let's say you end up in the hospital. Don't ever bother us again.
Ron, remember what our boss said about you threatening people.
Well, I'm not threatening. I'm just saying.
It's ominous.
Well, if something happens to you and you end up in the hospital.
I mean, you're going to have a Mick lawsuit pretty soon.
I'm not misrepresenting the McRib.
Well.
Like McDonald's is, allegedly, according to the lawsuit. I don't think they are, though. I think people just don't know how to read. The McRib is not rib meat.
No.
It is pork product, and it is pressed into a shape that looks like ribs.
Here's a text. I'm grew up in St. Louis. New York Giants, my favorite team. My second is Da Bears. And he spelled favorite like the British with a U.
Ooh, maybe they are also British. Maybe they came from the UK.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, when we come back, Andrew Egger, White House correspondent for The Bulwark, author of the Morning Shots newsletter, will get his thoughts on what happened in Venezuela and what happens next. Andrew Egger, next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.